wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. Hello, everybody. Yes, indeed, we have to change it now. Just you and me. This is Parker Pathways. And this is a live show on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. It's Dr. Wynn Parker. And the call number is 800-313-9443. I want to thank the new listeners in the process of tuning in and being in the arena of what I call the Camelot of knowledge engineering. It's based on the concept of Camelot and wisdom and putting forth, but the listeners have developed a sophistication and well-being to understand even more about the water contaminations and the food and the air and the law and medicine, which we cover on this show. And I'm kind of leaning back a little bit, recovering, and I just want to mention that we have a lot of innovation in this country, and I've had some opportunities to hear what the president's been saying and what a lot of other people have been saying, and the connection in Washington. They're trying to feed me what's going on. And, of course, I put together as being a former knowledge engineer for the government. I'm taking a different view of some things on this two-hour show today. First of all, I want you to know that the largest cancer genome database was released to doctors around the world by St. Jude Children's Hospital and Washington University. The project began in 2010 and was funded by about $65 million in private donations. And the researchers sequenced the entire genome in each cancer patient's tumor at these two hospitals. And with the development of the genome for understanding where the cancer gene system for future biomarkers, it will save millions of lives. Millions of lives. None of it is covered by Obamacare. None of it. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. And when we started 6.5 years ago on Republic Broadcasting Network, the intent, and still is, even now, has been spread on a world level. People that have been listening to Parker Pathways and placing the forthwith of the thing, the purpose of it was to develop alternate technologies at the headwaters of the water supply. Because carbon filters don't work for taking out the various organic and inorganic elements. The initiation of the toilet to table to tap initiative for the United States of America is still in order. It'll cost $8 to $12 million to place that across America. It needs to be a constitutional amendment in this country that we have a right to vote on our food, water, and medical protocols. We need a new process of a grand jury for science and technology. We have a grand jury for civil. We have a grand jury for criminal and felony acts. And we also have a grand jury for the process of corruption within planning commissions and city councils that have been set up by the United Nations has gone against. We need the stopping of the project called the SIPA conflict, which is a faucet in the shape of a toilet which travels around schools and have little children use their little spoons to take the water out of a toilet-shaped faucet, so as to get them used to drinking recycled water, because the United Nations and the United States government figures the present generation is not going to accept the process of the recycled water, the human sludge contamination process of the new technologies that will be used to have a missing electron in the water, they will not be able to accept the processes going on with Dr. John Holdren, the science and technology czar for Obama. The sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population is part of the plan. It's within their own books. It's in their own plan. It's on the Senate floor. And, of course, I finished 2 years ago the process of the doomsday water clock and the determination of the amount of potable water on this planet. And, of course, the success has come from having my term bioaccumulation accepted in the forensic science of expert witness and law cases. Now we're going to add another layer, which these 2 hours are going to present. It's a question of what you want. It's a question if you want to live. It's a question if you want to accept the process of the innovation and the process of medical research in such a way that you determine and pass by the competitive effectiveness councils, which are in the Health and Human Services. And these are, of course, councils to determine, really based on a United Nations principle of called the neighborhood councils, which will be being set up to determine in their neighborhood who is part of who lives and dies. Now, these are all on the floor of the Congress and in the positions that are there. And I can tell you right now, I really will not apologize for my opinions, my knowledge, the basis of my work, and the process of my contribution in RBN for the process of exposing one of the greatest turns of political and health and domination and destruction of democracy that the world has ever seen. But it did it. It just cut it. When I heard said by the President of the United States, President Obama, and that would be the first time since I've been on air or I've talked personally with contacts and residents, I've called Obama president. He said that the Eurozone ills are starting to cast a shadow of the United States economy. And he said it not anymore in a few days ago. And I was told by reliable people what those wordings were. The continent of Europe debt crisis is among what he calls the headwinds. And it cites the reason, you know, why America has more than 3 years in his term can't get unemployment below 8%. And the idea here that the one-time hope concept of the G8 counterparts in Europe, that they need to pump growth in their system and not just focus on cutting deficits or these other austerity moves. And so the thing is, says we live in a global economy where everything's interconnected, and the fact that they're responsible in Europe and Spain and Italy and Greece, the problems that come into our shores. Now, which measure you use on purchasing power and exchange rates, you can't even begin to tell that it's somewhere between 20 and 25% of the world's gross national product that the United States has. And I throw in the towel of complete, absolute, unbelievable, contentment of that feeling to know that when Michelle Obama goes out to have a book signing for her book, as I understand it from reliable sources in the Beltway, she wants your name and Social Security number. Now, the whole thing is that you patch that against, listeners, with a concept that's on the floor of the House and the Senate, the United States-Mexico Social Security Totalization Agreement, where illegals or the process of the whole Social Security system to be a permanent payout for illegal people in the United States of America, and they don't have to have that identification. They don't have to have a Social Security number, the process of that, except to record on the Mexican-American Treaty of the Social Security totalization agreement. But you have to show an ID and a Social Security number to sign Michelle Obama's book so they can track you? No. No, that did it. That did it. That's the process of the whole of the whole basis of how we get the shuck and jive by all the politicians, Republicans and Democrats, in my opinion. And the best you get out of it, the best you get out of it is a concept. Oh, stash your money in the mattress. Get your gold, get your silver. Nothing wrong with buying gold and silver. But there's another headwind out there. There's another headwind out there. And I'm going to tell you one of the things that happened in terms of things of this. 2006, I did a show. It was on November 5th, 2006. And it was called America for Sale. Now, the station didn't record it, apparently. There were people who heard that show. It's been they said, well, I didn't realize the people. I was new in the on the internet radio. They said it was the closest thing to the Orson Welles show in New York on the flying saucer system. I exposed on that show every person that was involved in selling America, which include a lot of the people in Congress now. And the station has gone out and said, well, if anybody had heard that show, please send a disc to the station. And they and I don't know if they have. But the whole point was the idea of the Spanish and Australian conglomerates paying out to buy the highways of our country, which they did. The Chinese backing each one, and I name names, how Alaska was sold off in the terms of the fact to the Chinese market. It came to the fact, it was the figures from September 4th, 2006. It took 2 weeks to put that show together. And the whole thing, and my figure at that time, at how much America owed to the process of the debt system and the loss of our infrastructure, which is, by the way, the water, the pipes, the process of the transportation system of the roads, 75 major cities that are owned three-fourths by foreign governments to this day. The total figure was $66 trillion of hard money. That is the amount. And that, by the way, was the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Lawrence Kutiloff of the Boston University, who wrote the lead paragraph out on the sale of the process of how, what much money was involved. $66 trillion. Our debt, everybody talks about Obama and the debt. He's a socialist piker compared to how much money we actually owe in terms of the foreign governments as we speak on this day. Everybody's playing the shell game and processing it through America for Sale. Try to find somebody who heard that show. I have most of my notes, and I may do the show again. But you can count on it that I'm going to have a full chapter in my writings concerning the sale of America, the sellout of our national debt. And guess when the next transaction occurs, listeners? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. And so the whole thing comes down to this whole business. The President of the United States blaming somebody else for the process of our system. He's a long line of presidents. All those long lines of presidents have been involved. They sold us out a long time ago. They took our water supply, and Carl Icahn of Chesapeake Energy on fracking wants to change the valuation in the board of the process of fracking. Listeners, 85% of the aquifer of our country is contaminated. We will see you at the other end of the break.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
This is Partner Pathways. The Partner Pathways show, by the way, that was Selling America, which I didn't realize, on November 5th, 2006, was mentioned in Talkers Magazine. And in those days, I didn't know about Talkers Magazine. I didn't learn that until 7, 8, 9. I didn't learn that until 4 years later, that it was considered by even Rush Limbaugh, who I always considered the giant in talk radio. He even mentioned it was one of the most astounding shows that he'd ever heard. Now, I remember doing the show, but at that time I had exposed the concept of NDMA, and the process in the United Nations came at me 2 years later in the process of the fact of that show on Selling America. And Panetta in those days was walking through an airport in a process of a discussion. He now is heading up the CIA in the process of Defense Department interchange. And he was going, he'd retired, he was going to Monterey and start his institute, and which he did. He's a very bright man, very bright man. But the gloves are off as far as I'm concerned about the water and the food and the concept and the change of the genetic codes and the process of it. And you know the genomes that I opened the show with. That, you realize what a major breakthrough that is? Where do you think that breakthrough is going to land? Do you have any clue as to exactly what the hell is happening? What's going on in the United States of America and the global system? And the best anybody can do is the process to say, well, natural gas, it dropped 3%. Ooh, big problem. But meanwhile, the fact of the process of the euro dollar going against the yen and the dollar index per dollar is running at 83 cents. The yen is running out at 79 yen, and the euro dollar is at 79 cents. So the whole process comes out by tomorrow morning. You'll have 100. The rumor is, and the best is what they pay today, because that transaction happens today, $125 billion to Spain. Now, the whole process is that it's based, the loans and the process of this are based upon the concept of the population and the system of it. Do you think the Germans want to pay back the money? No, they don't. They don't expect to. Do you think the Greeks are interested in paying back the money and working anything? No, their culture says no. The whole process of the whole business of the President of the United States having the audacity to say that the process of those problems are coming back at this end and working it through at this end. When you have the process of Chesapeake Energy and the process of the fact of fracking, which went through, is contaminated and added to the process of every piece of infrastructure that's coming through in terms of 80%. It's close to 80%. The engineers, the people don't want to tell you that that's how much of the water is contaminated. And guess how long? You have a clue. You have a clue. I've been talking for 3 years in the terms of the process of how many years of contamination from MTBE alone. And that is the gas additive trick out that has sealed off wells in the country. I had a caller who came on the air and close to calling me a liar, saying it doesn't happen and the water wells weren't sealed up. I wish I had that caller again. I'm going to tell you something. Most of Santa Monica, three-fourths of the Southwest are closed. Those wells are gone, and the whole thing comes down from just MTB alone. You take the concept of the aqueous solubility of inorganic salts, and the process of this. Every one of them are put into the water, and the process of the whole system: acetates, nitrates, perchlorate and chlorate, chloride, bromide, iodine, fluoride, sulfate, carbonate sulfate, phosphate hydroxide, chromate, and oxides. There are people in this country that have been trying for 35 years to get fluoride out of the water. There are people in this country that have spent most of their lifetime trying to get chloride and bromide and iodine out of the food supply. I am one of them. When I helped invent the cross-free strawberry that feeds one-third of the population of this earth, and the personal sacrifices I've made for that, under threat, never appearing in public for years, on the whole process of it. There are unions to this day, when they say my name in the counter stock in Washington, D.C. on the Beltway, they still cringe, and they'll say, if I ever get a hold of that son of a bitch, he's dead. And you know who's talking like that? Yeah, senators, people that are on the other end. You know who my friend was on the Teamsters in the process who understood what the hell I was doing in terms of trying to feed the food supply because it was good for the truckers in those days? That was the lay end of Jimmy Hoffa. Yeah, that's a story, and I'll be writing about that too. And some of those people in the House of Representatives today that are pounding sand up your rear, that want to be reelected, they're still out there. And I've taken off the gloves. I'm not going to have the President of the United States say what he did. And I'm not going to sit back and think, because I know better. I know better. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah. This is Barker Pathways. The process of the Intel report on that water will be the next world war's significant battle reason. And using war as water as a weapon, which I've had four shows on in the past 4 years, and also water as a tool of terrorism, particularly in South Asia and Middle East and North Africa. And the process of using the leverage, the use of water as a weapon or further terrorist objectives will also more likely be instituted sooner than not, and in my opinion. And the whole process of Chesapeake Bay, Hess, Carbon Oil and Gas, new field exploration, and what they've done to the process of fracking in the process of contamination in the rivers of a 14,000-square-mile basin, a source of drinking water for 15 million people, but they've covered it up, and the process of this is on the of Wayne County, Pennsylvania, as an example. Other parts of the United States are there. But you see, what's happening in the process of this is that the stock market and the process of developing the stock ends that are necessary to make people money is the basis of the protection element. And the idea, for instance, if you were to look at the shift of money in terms of investment, you have Questar Pharma, which is a biotech company, has a 5 million share shift this week. Monster Beverage, Cirrus Logic, going at $25.93 a share. Tractor Supply made their deals with the Chinese Communists. Of course, Apple at $561 a share. You got GNC Holdings, of course, and it's under the guise of catering to the very young who have no clue as to what the pictures are and the terms. I understand that they've been putting pictures out in the New York streets asking, who is this person? They're showing pictures of the, you know, past presidents or present systems, and the rest, they have no idea. Electron Pharma, of course, is tied into the GNC Holdings for the young demographic, and they admit that that's the way they want their customers. XSC Health Solutions have a pharmacy benefit business model. They're at $88 a share. They're totally involved in the waivers. There's 1,371 waivers on Obamacare, all of them given to Obama's union friends, pharmacology company trade-offs. And, of course, Liquidity Services that are going at $59.87 a share. This is, of course, is an online surplus merchandise system and auctions, because people are selling just about anything they can get their hands on. People, and by the way, the whole thing is, I want to make a comment about something that I learned about, because it's taken a lot of shots to make sure I could do this show today, and get the stem cells growing, and get some good by shots, meaning prednisone and things like that. You know, so I sound pretty good for what I'm going through. But I know I would never be able to survive in the present New Mexico fires, Lincoln National, the Gila National, the terrible thing, the White Mountain on the fires. And, of course, there's a big fire going on in Upper Loveland, Colorado. And my hat's off to all these people that are pitching in to fight those fires. Some of them are contained, some are not. But that's smoke in the air, and that's all the process of the thing. And the United Nations has the nerve, and they did this about 2 months ago, of saying that the sand in New Mexico and Arizona and the whole thing should be on the endangered species list of the process of being ecologically correct. Don't step on the sand, because that might have a bothersome effect with plants and the rest of it. They've done a whole treatise on it. They presented it last week to the United Nations. Great applaud. I mean, I was looking over the testimony of Professor Singer, who had debunked the climate change concept of the whole thing, and what Al Gore's position was about this, you know, on the sand. If anything, there's a fellow that can call a show if he'd like. You know, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and if you're still floating around Seattle or Dallas, Texas, I think, you know, give a call. I'll talk with you. And the whole thing is, and one thing I want to know is the fact that how is it that you have the Environmental Protection Agency is conducting surveillance on farmers against the process of the foods and violating the constitutional authority by conducting drone surveys over Nebraska and Iowa farms looking for violations of the Clean Water Act. And the whole process of the idea is that landowners do not have any protection of the fact of the drone surveillance in terms of the fact of how the contribution to the air from the water is being violated in their world. In other words, they're taking aerial photographs of the process of what the potential effect would be on the air and the water from the whole point of the use of it, be based upon their own water right. This, of course, violates the EPA's own position on reactive nitrogen, which I brought up, which is a big scandal. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that they use amines and the product of nitrates and nitrites as a reactive nitrogen system, which will harm the earth in their world. And the whole process is, that you put chloramine in the water. So the I was looking over my old notes about the MSDS sheet, which had a skull and crossbones on it, and a whole thing for chloramine, and it took how long? How long did it take? It took this was in 2005. How long did it take for the United States government, listening to somebody on an off Sunday show on a, at that time, RBN was a 9/11 station. It was, you know, with all the conspirators and the whole thing. And, of course, I wasn't into that, but I was for RBN, of course. But the thing is, how long did it take to do something that's never done? It's like carved in stone to change an MSDS sheet of chloramine from a skull and crossbones to an X. And I talk about it in Chloramine Caused Collateral Health Damage, which is on the homepage of RBN, and it's sitting there. You click it, you give it to your friends, and no more will the President of the United States say that we're the, you know, that's coming in, the other people coming in, when he's got science and technology czars. He's got the thought czar. He's got the fair act czar. He's got the czar that in the process of the control of how much protein and process and the development of research will be accepted within Obamacare, with a big black line that goes from Health and Human Services to his office on the Obamacare chart. And you're telling me that you think for 1 minute that mandating Congress in terms of placing commerce out into the world where you can't cross interstate lines so that you, the government, can control it? You think that this is some kind of process of a socialist system which is at stake in November? That this is some kind of game? No, it is not some kind of game. When you have the Vice President of the United States, and a few days ago, saying, if elected, these are his words, these are his words given to me by reliable people that I know on the Beltway, and they'll send me the tape. We will be able, quote, this is a Vice President of the United States, as the implication of Obamacare will make it possible to regulate white blood cells for cancer and have organ transplants made by 3D printing in printing machines for organs in medicine. Well, that research has been going on for several years, and the process of coming out. Do you think the Vice President of the United States knows what a white blood cell is? Do you think they understand from the process of this? And who's on the tarmac when he's saying it? A representative from Cuba. So you think for 1 minute that the whole process of the socialist regime is something that is some kind of game in terms of who is going to get a job? No, listeners. It's beyond that. It's if you live, that's what the game is. We have Warner from North Brunswick. I hope Warner's still there.
It's New Brunswick, Dr. Parker.
New Brunswick. Okay, thank you.
It's not the one in New Jersey. It's the one in Canada.
I know it is. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier in the program about biosecurity.
Yes.
Maybe this should be of interest. What I understand, decades ago, they discovered some cancer cells from a lady that had died of a certain type of cancer, and they were very aggressive cancer cells. They could survive for, I think, 5.5 hours outside a medium, like on a countertop in a laboratory and so. And what I understand, they have replicated now at least 50 ton. And those cancer cells, they're being sent, those cultures are being sent between laboratories, between universities, without biosecurity. So it was a postal service.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, this is basically for any kind of a terrorist within the system or outside the system to get a hold of it and basically create havoc. And maybe that's where part of the reasons why there are so many cancers are being spreading.
Mm-hmm. That's one theory. You know, the, I opened the show with the concept of what had been done by the University of Washington and St. Jude Children's Hospital in terms of it. The person you're talking about, we work with those cancer cells all the time. It was a nice black lady. She was an indigent patient in New York, and it was part of the Herrick cell line, of the HeLa cell line. And you take that piece of information, and let's you and I talk was just you and I talking with each other here. I'm going to give you a postulation. It's just a hypothesis. Now you've got an airplane that's been up in the stratosphere for a period of 11 months, been refueled up there, just landed out. Okay, so it came down to the whole fact when that plane took off, and I remember a year and a half ago where I talked about that plane, and they had hazmat suits. The people went on that plane to set that plane up. Okay, now that plane has come back in terms of the process, and the basic hypothesis of this is the fact that the process of viruses and cancer cells and process of the bioterrorists of the air is very possible. I did one show on this subject. I forgot when I did it. I have it in the archives. And the whole thing is the fact that it had to do with who owns the clouds. And the whole process of this has to do with, as it was predicted by the Hopi Indian in their prophecies, and the whole thing comes down to the idea of having bioterrorism to be a virus connected. See, in other words, if you can place, in fact, I will give you right now on air something I'm not even supposed to. Talk about, but I'm going to, because the gloves are off as far as I'm concerned. After Obama did that, what he did the other day, that cut it for me. As me, I don't know about the rest of the world, but it cut it for me. This has got to stop. This has got to be called on. Let me tell you what it is. It's called Category B agents. The experiment that was done for the year was Coxsella Buretti, which is Q fever. Brucella, all the Brucella species, the Burkholderia pneumonias, the alpha viruses. Category C are pathogens that can be engineered for mass dissemination in the future. These are things like multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, which has already been engineered, tick-borne encephalitis, hantaviruses, the NAFA virus. All of these are real. And these are not just to be spouted off on air, and this is what it is. These are real. And everything that you said in terms of your call, in terms of this, is totally, let's put it on a scale of 1 to 10 as a 9. You know, I mean, they're all okay. It might even be an 8, but it goes into a 9. I know what's going on. I'm familiar with it, and the public needs to know about it, and your call is extraordinarily important that you're mentioning it. I've talked about it many times, but I'm going to add one more layer to this. This whole deal is being run, this whole process of the dissemination of a potential bioterrorist attack is something that needs to be stopped. We need to stop this. And the only way we can do something like that, we have to raise the consciousness of people to understand it. And that's why it's important to know about it, because I don't think the government's ready.
Dr. Parker, may I bring something else into play about the speech of Dr. Eric Pianca at the Texas University and the great approval he got from the audience?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should make people scared.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's only, you know, aerial dispersal, like from planes. I've encountered something there about 15 years ago when I got onto the highway. from the oncoming traffic, suddenly something was being sprayed to the left, on the left-hand side of my car. And for the next 25 miles, there was a smell of rotten flesh come from the front part of the, from the left side of the car that had been facing the oncoming traffic. And when I, as soon as I came in the outskirts of the city of Moncton, I met another vehicle, and suddenly there was something real harsh in the air. Could have been ozone. And like you turn a switch, the rotten flesh smell was gone. And I was thinking afterwards, was I being targeted? And I was breathing over the next 25 miles.
Very interesting.
Whatever it was, I was.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Yes. I want to mention that I want to thank the caller, Warner, who called on the last call. And there was a process of America for Sale in, where I presented collateral health damage from chloramine. I had a paragraph in there which goes by the following. It says, collateral health damage can is happening to the pharmaceutical human. Now, that was one sentence and out. The New York Times picked up on that, as they called it, the pharmaceutical human. And they later, it took 3 years to give me credit for the fact that I named it, where they did a five-part series of the numbers of chemicals that are in the water and the food that that infants are born. With their content, runs of 385 chemicals, 75 were carcinogenic, 15 were beyond carcinogenic, actually, because they were so toxic that they're not even used openly, still used today, by the way. The next sentence was, chloramine marriage to chemical bodies is another bioaccumulation with the use of a variety of pharmaceuticals to adjust the biochemistry that they're born with. As an example, from research, chloramine can change the interaction in the body from taking antidepressants with the drinking water. Well, of course, this was written in 2003, and in the process of that, we're drinking other people's, it's come out over the years that we're drinking other people's chemistry and endocrine disruptors. At that time, that was a new idea. Statins, which reduce cholesterol levels and other drugs for erectile dysfunction, are influenced by chloramine drinking water entering the cells of the body. Quality of life drugs such as Propecia for male pattern baldness are interactive with chloramine. Breast cancer, chemotherapy drugs, and chloramine are suspect, and more medical research needs to be done. And I go on with a treatise on NDMA formation and the medical implications. Propecia, of course, is being advertised now that if you have erectile dysfunction in the process of taking that drug, you know, you can have lawsuits and all that type of thing. But the whole thing is that the chloramine is the binder in terms of that to affect the process of the stem cell system of the bone marrow. And this is something that the pharmaceutical companies gave in on before. It wasn't called at that time in 2006 on the selling of America, when I exposed that the government was placing together a health bill that was similar to the Hillary Clinton's, which later turned out to be the giveaway, which Obama accepted in terms of the trade-off to Hillary, in terms of it turned out to be nicknamed Obamacare. But the process of the research in the terms of erectile dysfunction from Propecia was the fact that the binding of the process of the water was excluded by paragraphs from the government reports. And I will be doing a whole chapter on how that's done. Now, I've been very adamant. The fact when I went out the door with chloramine caused cholesterol health damage, the effect on birds. During when I first went out, of course, people sent me pictures of birds that were dying from the water in the bird baths and the process. Fish die in the hobby tanks to this day. Of course, what you're putting into the water tank for fish is nothing more than a formation of formaldehyde, and essentially you're pickling the fish for living a little longer. The koi fish people got upset, and the thing was finally they had to give in on it. The Japanese government was upset because they said, well, you're messing up our koi fish market, never realizing it was killing their fish, people, and birds. Don't feed your birds anything but bottled water. We'll see you at the other end of the break.